DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Welcome to Not Another Podcast. I am James.
I am Dan.
I'm Sam.
I am Bryce.
Gotta get this organized.
We were fine over here.
We're on point on this side, guys. You're the only ones dropping the ball here.
Bryce and I can't see everyone, so it's harder. And there's a slight delay in Skype, so shush.
All I'm hearing is excuses.
All I'm hearing is my foot up your ass.
And all I hear is James.
Stanky.
Which is essentially like a foot up your ass.
Essentially, really. Yeah.
So, first of all, want to thank Bryce and Samantha, who tried valiantly to get us a show last week. And unfortunately, Skype fucked them over.
Actually, it wasn't Skype, surprisingly.
It wasn't?
No.
Well, you were trying to give you an out.
The program I used to record remote audio decided not to save it correctly. Actually, decided not to save it at all.
Oh, lovely.
And I only have a single track recording, and it would not... It would have sounded terrible, because Bryce wouldn't come through on my end cleanly at all.
See, well, I was trying to make them sound like
give
others.
Them an out.
Yeah, and they just they just fell on the swords themselves.
Right, just give them an unbeknownst entity that everybody can, you know, agree upon bitter hatred for. But no, now you guys, you fucked up.
Shush.
Samantha, if you have audio from your side recorded,
I don't.
Okay, I thought you did. Okay, never mind then.
Well, I'm going to ask you guys to try again next week because I will be unavailable.
I will not be here next week either. I'll be out of town.
Okay, Dan, it's all you, buddy.
Woo! I got this.
Just Dan talking for an hour.
I can do this. Bryce has worked with me, so he knows I'm capable.
It's kind of like every other show we do. So
it's hard to get him to stop talking, so that won't be a problem.
Exactly.
So, as you know, if you follow me on Facebook...
We'll try and figure something out.
That'd be awesome.
I am oozing with content.
I'm actually going to be on legitimate radio.
Doing real
work. You are going to towel that up before you leave, right?
No.
So, yeah, big doings.
I thought this was real radio right now.
This is legitimate radio, but it's not real radio.
Yeah.
I love the podcasters I listen to. Like, when someone asks them what they do, they go into this like explanation and they just kind of give up halfway through. Like, yes, it's like radio.
Exactly.
It's like radio.
Oh my gosh.
It's like radio, but we can fucking cuss
all the fucking time.
And we do it for free,
yes,
but we try and get people to pay us.
Yeah, we try, but it never works. We've been doing this. Oh, I don't know. Bryce, we've been doing this
like
6 years, 7 years.
Yes. 7 years.
Yeah, we've never actively tried to get sponsors and advertising, so that's the difference.
To be fair,
we've talked about it, so that
we
should work, right?
We've talked a lot about it, so I mean, it should just kind of happen.
So useful.
And I will say, our very next episode is our 200th episode in this iteration.
Wow.
So, Bryce, I don't think we've done 200 shows on any iteration until now, so.
No, I think we're like, 120 or 130 on the first.
Yeah, something like that. We had quite a few, but 200 episodes. So I'm going to announce that for our 200th episode, we will be giving someone away.
Not it.
Dan.
Fuck!
Thanks for volunteering.
Damn it.
Fingers up my nose. Not it.
I already said not it. Damn it.
Yeah,
so
but,
we're giving
you know,
Jim away.
Low man on the totem.
He hasn't been here. Let's give Jim away.
How dare you? We would never give Jim away.
Without him knowing.
But, Dan...
I see how it is. Cancel Christmas.
Well, we can't give Bryce away. He's one of the founders of the show, and Samantha's the only girl. And Jim, even though he's not here, he still brings the funny.
Funny.
Yeah, but Jim does it so much better.
I'm a placeholder and a below average placeholder for Big Jim. When he comes back, he actually, you know, puts the good funny forward. I just,
the good news is we're going to replace you the same way we did with Jim with the other Danny.
Damn it.
I figured we'd replace him with a robot.
That's kind of the same thing.
Essentially.
Or we could make a AI. Like, we could just make a bot watch Dan for a day.
All he's gonna end up saying is your mom and fuck you.
And bro.
Actually,
bro.
we're gonna yep, be replacing brother. Him with Secretary of the Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen.
Ew.
She's going to be out of work here soon, so we figure out.
Sean Spicer needs a job, too. Or we could get the mooch.
No, yeah. Dude, we don't want someone outshining us. And the mooch will
he
totally...
He can get us sponsors.
Putting in more maximum effort.
We're just going to get all the people who are losing their job at the White House this week. They're going to be on next week.
Nice. Well, that would make one fucker of a 200th episode.
It really would.
God, 200 episodes, that's at least 200 hours that you all have collectively wasted.
And will never, ever.
Get it back.
Well, technically speaking, it's 200 hours that Bryce and I...
Yes.
No, not even that. 200 hours I have wasted.
That's fair.
What am I doing with my life?
Good question. Good questions, buddy.
So, yeah, if we went back collectively and figured out how many hours each person has been on the show, I have been on, I think, all but one episode.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that seems about right.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, so...
Good job, buddy.
After this episode, I'm going to slit my wrists.
The pathetic award goes to James.
Ta-da!
Yeah.
Down the river, not across the stream.
Yep, of course.
Yep. Naturally.
I think you remember the scene in It, when he writes It on the thing? You just write N-A-P for not another podcast.
In the bathtub. Yeah.
Yeah, and then your wife has to find you, and it's a horrific thing.
Right.
No, actually, my wife would find me and go, oh, finally.
Thank God.
Freedom!
All it took was a realization of a wasted time. Good man.
Thank you.
Now I don't feel so bad anymore.
So we have not all been together since the midterm elections, and so much has happened since then. Did any of you happen to catch any of the... press footage from Trump in California over the weekend?
No.
Dude couldn't remember the town's name.
Oh.
He was calling it Pleasure, California, not Paradise, California.
That's because he didn't give a shit to actually learn anything about it.
Of course not, but
what a pretentious
mayor of the town had to correct him.
You know what the problem is? We're not raking our forests. Come on, people.
Right.
Yeah.
Landscape, dude.
I'm sorry.
Landscape.
Rake gate.
I rake my forest daily.
Me too. But, you know.
Wait, were we talking about the pubic region?
Well, I was.
Fishing out those lice Weren't don't you? Count.
Oh, come
That's
on.
That's still raking a forest.
That's totally raking it. It's a comb.
It's rake-like.
Right?
Apparently Samantha forgot motion. Where she was.
I know, right? What happened?
Well, that's because we had a serious conversation last week.
Who are you people and where are my pants?
Well, you know.
That will be episode 400.
We'll do it live.
With no pants. Oh, that would be pretty funny, actually.
Do it live with no pants?
No pants.
Yes.
I think that's the name of the episode so far.
Welcome back, Bryce.
Pantsless podcasting will be okay.
God, if we can ever do this show live in front of an audience and have them ask us questions, that would be so interesting, the kinds of questions we would be asked.
Well, yeah. I just don't even mention that you have no pants on.
Just get up and walk off stage with your ass just hanging out.
Well, I mean, you can wear underwear, but just like, but just no pants.
Yeah, but why?
Whatever. Get a half acid, literally.
Who cares why? Just don't even mention that you have no pants on. And then when someone's like, why don't you have pants? Be like,
just look down. Oh my God, I have no pants.
Who are you and where are my pants?
Which one of you assholes stole my pants?
I love the title of this article, Make America Rake Again.
Aww. I've seen that.
Dude, the memes that have come out over the weekend are just ridiculous.
Well, it's like everyone has collectively realized that this presidency is a complete joke.
Well, no, unfortunately, not everyone.
Not enough
He's
of everyone.
He's still got a strong base, and they're just...
Well, his base is dumb. Well, so...
Well played.
We've already said his base is going nowhere. So, I mean, enough people have realized that this is such a joke that when his base speaks up, we're just like, yeah, you're all just...
Yeah,
none
good
of
for
you.
You
to be taken
go,
seriously.
Here's some crayons. Go sit in the corner.
You know what I really wish that would happen on this show? One day, Samantha would just let her guard down and just tell us how she really feels about whatever topic.
Why you gotta keep it all tucked in, you know?
She just,
I mean,
I feel like she
let it out.
She bottles it all up, and it's gonna self-destruct one day.
And one day we're gonna lose our Sam to a bathtub
to
with NAP on the wall, you know?
That'll be the day Menstrata emerges for
forever.
Mm-hmm. Give birth to it, literally.
The only other person I wish that same thing for is Bryce.
Right?
Bryce just bottles everything.
Serious, dude. Let it out, man. Let it out.
Oh, hurt you.
Dude, that laugh.
He's even holding his laughs back. Come on, man.
Nothing will crack him.
Nope. I gotta stay serious. This is a serious podcast, guys.
With serious information.
Dude, what podcast do you think you're on?
And serious content. Research.
Apparently the wrong one.
Well, he finally figured us out. Game's over.
Took him, what, 5 years, Bryce?
Better late than never, I suppose.
Yeah. Oh, man. No, we're heading for some interesting stuff. I heard today that the Mueller investigation is really close to wrapping up. At the same time, Trump is very close to submitting his written answers to the investigation, which, of course, we all know
drawings?
That he hasn't even seen those answers, much less wrote them himself.
He just put his name at the top of the paper in crayon.
It's not Don Jr.
yeah, Trump Sr. uses the giant Sharpie marker.
Yes.
No, he uses the tiny one because it makes his hands look bigger.
On dry erase paper. I fucked it up again.
This one's running out of ink. Can you get me another one?
You know who I wish was still around doing a show? Court and Fatboy.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh my God, those guys would just...
Donald Trump or on... president or something.
You know, it's not just them that I wish were still around. There are so many people not doing shows that were so great in their heyday with all the political stuff, and right now we really need those shows.
Yeah. Well, and on top of that, it would be Court and Fatboy present A Simple President.
Yeah.
Dude, they would not even touch that. It's, you know, there comes a point when the low-lying fruit is actually underground and you have to dig it up.
Right.
They're too lazy.
Well, the thing is, it's not
up.
He's not mentally deficient, so they're not going the wrong direction on that one. He's just so fucking stupid.
Yep. You never go full retard.
The funny is already there because of how dumb he is.
See, the thing is, it's gotten to the point where it's not funny anymore.
No,
it's
just really
embarrassing.
Just pathetic.
It's getting sad.
And with each passing day, like, I sincerely hope for my greatest wish for 2019 is him out of office.
Yep.
And not just because he's a terrible president, but he's become such an embarrassment. And he's actually inspiring other world leaders.
Yeah.
On last week tonight, this past Sunday, they did a whole thing about authoritarianism. And they,
yeah, I haven't watched that one yet, but I'm excited to.
Oh, you guys,
I'll be watching
you guys
it after the, after we record this.
I watched it this morning, and it is appalling what is happening because of this fucking windbag in the White House. Yeah, it's crazy. Interesting kind of little side turn I'm going to make. You all saw the hissy fit Melania threw over the White House aide that she got reassigned?
Yep.
I'm going to say no.
Is it just me, or do you guys think it was possible that this woman was flirting with her husband, and after the embarrassment of...
Let me rephrase. That's totally possible.
She perceived this woman to be flirting with her husband, and after the embarrassment that was Stormy Daniels and everything else, she was just not having any of it.
Yeah, I see
not
that.
Donald! You get rid of that beach! Worst Melania ever.
Yes, it was.
I always think that there's a podcast I listen to. One of the guys does a bunch of voices, and he does a Melania, which is fucking hilarious.
I feel like the inside of that family dynamic is deteriorating so bad, and so Trump is really overcompensating with shit. Plus the fact that Democrats took the House, which means he knows they can now subpoena people.
Come January.
He cannot fire Mueller.
Well, the Democrats have also sued to stop Whitaker's appointment.
Yeah.
There's that.
So we'll have results on that coming out soon, too.
The banning of Jim Acosta, CNN's Jim Acosta, got overturned.
Well, there's White House is still fighting it. I saw.
Oh, they're still fighting
today,
it, but they're. And the fact that it was a Trump judge.
So they did a preliminary injunction. So basically, they said yes, you have to give it back until the case is finished to determine if that was a legal thing for you guys to do.
Which it wasn't. We all know it wasn't.
No. That was bullshit.
And they keep changing reasons why they pulled it, and I'm like, you are all stupid.
Yeah.
Well, and then the fact that they put out the doctored footage.
Yeah.
The sped up footage, and
from InfoWars.
Yeah, it is the whole, that whole branch of our government has become such a joke.
Yeah.
Not just, you know, worldwide, but in this country so bad that it's, like I said, it's not even funny anymore. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, again, I think of it as pathetic.
I can't show my face in any other country now.
No, you just say you're Canadian, dude. They'll buy it.
No, they won't. I can't say a boot.
You just did.
Not as well as
it's not a boot how you say it. It's just making sure that you have the extra inflection, which is slightly Irish, but not quite.
Yeah. Confidence
and just be like,
is everything.
I have a great day.
Confidence is everything. If you say it with confidence, they will believe you.
Yep.
Just look at Trump.
Fake it till you make it.
He's not making it.
Well, he made the job. What he does with it afterwards.
But
know.
Did he? This is my constant question.
Well,
okay, even Trump has admitted, he's gone on record and admitted that Russia interfered with the election. Therefore, did he win?
Well, no, but I mean, obviously that doesn't matter. If that mattered, we wouldn't be having these conversations.
I think the problem is that it had gone so long that they couldn't go, okay, well, we can't.
We fucked up, sorry.
It's like, well, we're stuck with him now.
Yep.
But as far as I'm concerned, we know Russia interfered with the election, so there was no winner. We have been running around with this prick because no one in government had the balls to go, oh, wait, nope,
hold on.
Over.
Well, the problem was that there were enough Republicans that it didn't matter because their guy was quote-unquote the winner of it, so they don't give a shit.
Their pony was
in
the race.
They have no ethics.
Yeah, but the thing is like, he's not even their guy. Like, so many of them are jumping off the Trump bandwagon. And I think
partially... Not enough to actually do anything, though.
Yeah.
No.
If they were, they would actually stand up. But if it actually mattered to them, then they would stand up. They wouldn't have rushed the Kavanaugh appointment. They wouldn't have done half the shit they did.
No. But they rushed the Kavanaugh appointment because they needed a Republican in the Supreme Court, because they knew the writing was on the wall with the midterms.
Well, James, I'm going to – okay, so the point of a justice is not a Democrat or a Republican. They're supposed to be blind. You're like – yeah, you have Democrats and Republicans appointing them, and they're going to look for certain things, but justice is blind, and they should be able to look at something for the betterment of people. The fact that they want a Republican-leaning person in there is in and of itself a problem.
Yeah, oh, undoubtedly. Enough. But the reason for that is so plain, because Kavanaugh's gone on the record saying that no president should ever be under investigation.
Yeah.
Basically, the president is above the law. So Trump and the Republicans want this guy in, A, because it's a chance to undo so many Democratic-leaning rulings, but also, and I'm not even going to say if.
Progressive and forward-moving.
when Trump's indicted and found guilty, they've got someone who can essentially get him off.
Yep.
Kavanaugh is Trump's ace in the hole. I mean, he really is. If you really want to look at it, you know, Kavanaugh is the guy that's going to sway the rest of the court. And the fact that Ruth Bader Ginsburg fell down.
Hey, she's still doing her work from her medical bed. She's good.
No, she's back.
She's back.
Oh, yeah.
She's back next day. Yeah.
I'm serious. I want to start a Patreon just in case. Because we have the technology. If she falls again, we can rebuild
her.
She can
harvest people's bodies.
We can make her better. Faster,
the $6 million judge.
Fuck, why limit yourself? Why not make her $1 trillion? Make her out of an indestructible material?
Because I don't want a Terminator, Bryce. I've seen that documentary. I know how it goes.
But this is a good Terminator.
There's no such thing.
Obviously cool. You haven't given me enough power yet, huh?
And we're going to keep it that way.
No augments for you, buddy.
I would fix a lot.
Yeah, and then power would corrupt you just like it does everyone else.
Yep. No, never.
That's what they all say.
That's the problem. They all go in with the best of intentions and they start doing the job great. But just like they said in The Dark Knight, you either live long enough to become the thing you fight against, or you die.
You either die a hero or live long enough to be the villain.
Thank you for quoting it correctly.
Become the villain.
You're welcome.
Villain.
And Bryce, as much as I love you and I know you, your intentions would be good, eventually you would become the villain.
To be fair, nope. He's not too far now.
Yeah, it's a razor-thin line.
Hey, I'm just saying, I know my position here on this planet is safe because he kills me. He's going to have to do my job, and he just won't do it.
Oh,
and that's okay.
That.
See, exactly. I have a safety net so long as I am still a framer.
Fuck that. You can keep that shitty job.
Eh, it works.
This nice. Silence brought to you by...
I pretty much told my boss today, we were talking about our end of year reviews, and I have to get mine in, and I was like, oh no, I did my crap on Friday. I hate doing that more than anything. Like, I will take on all the projects in the world, just don't make me do these stupid reviews and self-assessments. Just slide me the piece of paper that tells me what my raise is, and then leave me alone.
My thing is, it's their fucking job to pay attention to you. Why should you have to do your own assessment?
Yeah.
I'm going to do your job for you, and you're going to say, eh, not really.
Dude, if I'm in charge of getting my own, doing my own assessment.
I am the greatest motherfucker you have ever had the privilege of knowing.
Dude, you should really give me a raise.
Right.
I mean, without me, this place
I should just have your job.
I am just the best thing that has ever graced this company.
I know exactly. That's the same way at my company. There's no fucking way I would be any sort of upper management.
Yeah, fuck that noise.
They're trying to groom me for management too, and I'm just like, you leave me alone.
Nothing like 70-hour work weeks getting paid for 40.
I would do it in my line of work. I wouldn't mind being a program director.
Right.
I think I'd be pretty decent.
Your line of work, it wouldn't be so bad. Our line of work is production. So if we got in the higher position, basically we get
to stay there
7 days a week.
Yeah,
and when our employees that are under us don't manage to produce enough, we get bitched at by about 12 other bosses and could potentially get fired because our numbers are not good enough. So the employees who are not doing the job, that's our fault. And it's like, yeah, fuck that noise. No,
yeah,
sir.
But see, Bryce wants power.
Yeah, but that's not the kind of power. He needs to be the CEO.
I want actual power, though.
Yeah,
but see, that's the thing.
Upper middle management is not power.
He's got to rise through the ranks to gain that power.
No, we just go straight from entry level to CEO. You know, that works best
there
for
you
me.
Go.
Right?
Just jump just into saying. A vat of toxic waste, and then when you become a supervillain, they automatically give you a company to run.
I'm going to be the Toxic Avenger, yo.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. No. But no, I'm with you. There is no chance in hell I would ever even shoot for any kind of supervisory position, any kind of upper management at all, because, yeah, fuck that noise running.
We know what it does.
Exactly.
We know what it does to the people and what it entails. There was actually a area manager that tried to get me to apply for a supervisor job, and I was like, nope, not going to happen.
Yeah,
see, I think
that.
Bryce would be really good at middle management, and he would advance fairly quickly.
Oh, hi.
Just give him a bullwhip.
That's it, right? Do your fucking job. Well, you see, that's where Bryce and I would do well.
We've never had better numbers since Bryce came on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he does it, but the people who come here are just so motivated.
But our day safe has never surpassed one.
Release the hound.
Shit, right?
Do not awaken the dragon!
I think that's my biggest problem is it's like I
you got a dragon?
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, I do.
They really are.
You just got to know how to scritch their nose. no, it's one of those things.
This is why we call him Danny One Hand.
That's right. I can manage my business with one and scritch my dragon's nose with the other.
Is that what they call it these days?
Yeah, yeah. Again, oozing content.
Is that like bookmarking that picture?
Fuck yeah. Bookmark the shit.
What are you doing in there? Scratching the dragon's nose? Leave me alone.
While bookmarking Instagram photos. Go away!
I'm checking the drip pan!
What are you talking about? Baiting! Leave me alone!
We've come up with so many new phrases for baiting.
So, the first time you guys said baiting, I didn't get it because...
Oh, she thought we was going fishing.
Well, because it's probably something you guys have said to yourselves but hadn't said on the podcast yet.
I don't think I've ever said that ever in my entire life.
I didn't understand.
Time is now, Bryce. The time is now.
I'm just that's the funniest thing ever. I'm baiting. Go away.
Baiting.
Go away, baiting.
To be fair, we've absconded that from Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not our line.
Yeah, I know.
As much as we'd like to take credit for it.
You know what? Fuck it. Nobody's listening. It's our line. It's ours. We completely came up with it. We are the sole owner.
Our one listener is going to call you out on that.
Fuck!
That's what you get for sending your friends to our podcast.
Just direct all lawsuits to Dan and James.
No, I never claimed that shit.
We don't all speak for them.
No, I speak for James.
You definitely do not speak for us.
The leader of the podcast.
Seriously, how many... new phrases if we come up for masturbation, though. Just in this year alone.
A few.
Check drip pan.
Yeah. That was mine. Yay.
Scratch the dragon's nose.
That one was mine, too. I'm feeling better about my
position
on the show.
Actually, Danny
comes
up with them all. Bookmark that picture.
I'm just saying, what can I say? I think about it a lot. It's like I'm sitting on the show going, could be baiting. Nah.
Feel like I could drop another masturbation joke here. Yep, there it goes.
There it is. Openings.
By the way, Scritch the Dragon's Nose, I think, is the title for this show.
Yes. Oozing content.
Yes, stop that. You're getting it everywhere.
We'll just shovel it up and throw it on the show. It'll be all right.
Jesus.
So there's my two bits. All right, now back to the conversations.
So big holiday weekend this weekend.
Yes.
Followed by America's shopping extravaganza.
Yeah.
No.
Ew.
Yeah, never, ever. ever doing that again.
See,
not even at home in your pajamas on the computer?
I will do some Cyber Monday deals, but that Black Friday shit,
dude,
no.
You can start on Black Friday and get some good deals.
No.
See, and for me, I've... Oh,
but I mean at home on your computer.
True.
And like a lot of the stores have pushed up Cyber Monday to Black Friday.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I saw that this year.
Dude, my wife, in the past like 3 years, we've done Black Friday shopping. We haven't left the house.
Nice.
Okay, I can deal with that.
Yeah.
But I have been out Black Friday shopping. I went twice. Once when I was living in Washington, I went with a friend of mine to Toys R Us, which, you know, RIP. And the line was so long, it just went through all the aisles. So we just got in line and were shopping as we were, you know, in line. It was crazy.
Well,
Best
played.
Buy does that.
Yeah, it's nuts.
They line the areas where they have the lines go to try and get impulse shopping.
Well played.
Yeah, so we just went through, and then if we needed something that the line didn't go through the aisle, one of us would just go grab it, and then the other one would save the spot. But and then a friend of mine wanted help getting. I was living in Illinois, and I was near I lived not too far from a Walmart, and my friend wanted like a new TV and needed some help, so I went there, walked in the door, went nope, and left. Couldn't find her. Texted her. I said no, I am not going in there, and I went back home. I've never ever going out. And plus the deals nowadays are not as extravagant as they used to be. Like you can find those kinds of deals in the off season, like spring, you know, March, April, May, when they're trying to get the old stuff off of the shelves.
Yeah.
So your deals are not that great anymore either.
That's fair.
I think it depends on what you're looking for. Cause for
it
me,
can, but overall, it's not that.
For me, great. I look forward to Black Friday for Blu-ray deals. It's one of the best times to get to load up on movies.
That's fair.
You still buy movies?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I just liked Bryce's giggle.
I buy them occasionally, but I'm not very much.
To be fair, I tend to only buy movies that stand out with significance.
Yeah.
Like Deadpool 2, I had to go buy that. You know, stuff like that. I will go out of my way, but for the most part, I really don't tend to buy movies very often. What I've been doing as of late is transferring. So any movies I do buy, it's because I already own them on DVD, and I'd rather have them on Blu-ray because it's just better. But even
that
is rare.
Years ago, that was rough.
Oh, I'll bet.
I'm still kind of in the process. There's still movies that I really want on Blu-ray, and they're not on Blu-ray, and it kind of sucks.
It's same with music.
Oh,
I
haven't
bought music in years.
Yeah.
No,
I got Spotify, and that's it. That was the end of music buying.
To be fair, for the most part, I try to buy albums for bands that, you know, it's like if they're relatively unknown. Like, I just bought an album from a band named Ginger. Ukrainian heavy metal. It's actually really good. And for stuff like that, I don't have a problem pulling the trigger for an album. But for the most part, I tend not to buy my music.
Well, my dilemma comes in, like, we have a lot of local bands out here, and there's this one, like, really awesome, like, bluegrass rock band out here that I really like called the Devil Doves. And I mean, sure, I'd love to buy your CD, but how am I going to – I have nothing to play this on.
That's fair. My car does not have
a CD player,
and it threw me
anymore.
Off.
My car doesn't have a CD player. So I'm like, what am I – how am
your,
I going to listen to this?
Your computer has a CD player.
Yeah, you load it onto a load it onto a memory stick and plug that into your car. God, Sam.
It's just too much work.
Effort is needed.
Apparently the band isn't that good then, I guess.
Yeah, fuck you guys. You got your free plug, and then we tore you down.
No, I really like them, though. They're really good. I've
then
seen them
buy
live
the
a couple
CD.
Times.
Yeah, and then load it onto a memory stick and play it in your fucking car.
I'll buy a T-shirt. How's that?
I guess.
Can't listen to a T-shirt.
No, you can't.
Yeah, but I'm still supporting the band financially.
I guess.
Yeah, James.
What, I'm not selling t-shirts.
You all should support IABD financially and go buy a pop socket and a t-shirt.
Mm.
Yeah, when when they have a CD, I'll buy that.
Are you having Black Friday deals?
We do have an audiobook, so.
Ooh, there you go.
Nice.
Shouldn't have stuck your foot in your mouth, James.
So
yep,
no, if it's good, I'll buy it.
Put on torrent list. Got it. So yeah. There's that.
We're having a lot of these great awkward silences. I'm just loving them.
I haven't gone Black Friday shopping in years. It's probably been at least 3 or 4.
Well, let's... have we all worked in retail at some point?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have. I don't know about the rest of you.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Going around, what's the scariest thing you've ever witnessed, either working in retail or going on a Black Friday? Because, I mean, Black Friday is one of the times that humanity is really at its worst.
True, true. I don't know. Honestly, I never really saw anything bad on Black Friday.
I didn't either.
And I have never been Black Friday shopping. I always just stayed home and just relaxed and said, fuck it. If it's something I really want, I'll go see if it's still there at, like, 5 o'clock. Because I never wanted to deal with it. So it's like, this year, bit of an exception. Putting forth that I will actually be participating in my very first early morning Black Friday sale at a place that I have a lingering suspicion will only have about 40 or 50 people inside.
I will be one of.
Of which James and Bree will be two of. So yeah.
What place is this?
We cannot tell you. Because we don't want you to come there.
To be fair, I do want her to come
here.
Yes.
Just to
exactly.
You guys
no,
over.
Tell her exactly
no,
where it is.
If she flies over here, we're
fly.
Taking a road trip to Eugene. That's what's going to happen.
Boo. I want to meet Sam, even if it is on Black Friday.
You're going to Eugene too, idiot.
I know. Sam. I want her to go there. I want her to show up this Friday. This Friday. And we'll go down there this Friday and be like, hey, what's up? Sorry, short notice.
But we've got Samantha, so it's okay.
It's all good. No worries.
The whole thing is just Samantha and Snark making out all day, and it's really awkward for the rest of us.
That's right. Bookmark that. No, I'm actually kind of excited because this is the first time I'm ever daring to venture out of my home, you know, early in the morning on a day that I know is where all hope is lost for humanity. Yeah,
well,
but I'm excited, though.
What time does your Black Friday shopping start? Because normally it's, like, right after dinner on Thanksgiving.
Most stores around here don't do that anymore.
Yeah, okay, and the one that we're going to isn't going to open up until 7 a.m.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not going
to
be
far early. So they went back to the more traditional
smoking
Black
cigarettes
Friday shopping?
And drinking coffee. And...
Yeah, yeah. Bookmarking and tickling the dragon's nose, you know, stuff like that out front, because, I mean, that's what you do when you have to wait.
So, Samantha, what's the worst thing you've ever witnessed?
I really haven't. I remember the one year when all the news articles came out about people being trampled and fights breaking out. I haven't witnessed any of that, and even when I was working in retail, I worked in I worked at a Petco, so we didn't really have the Black Friday, like, you know.
The crowds.
Cats getting pulled apart.
The worst thing she's ever seen is a couple dogs going at it.
And then getting ripped apart by shoppers because they wanted it. And yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, nothing. I haven't witnessed anything bad. I just remember the news coming out. Like, people dying on Black Friday, which is just ridiculous.
That's fucking stupid.
What about you, Bryce?
Yeah.
Nothing real crazy. I mean, there was one year this little old lady got knocked over, but she got picked up and then she ran off with everybody else. So
she
that
got
was about
back up
it.
Again and just torrent.
Just started throwing fists like
who
she's going
some?
Into
Come
a
on.
Fucking thrash pit.
Shanking bitches. And...
Get out of my goddamn way.
Am I the only one that's actually witnessed like
chaos?
Black Friday chaos?
I believe so.
Okay.
Lay it out.
So one year I watched a guy facepalm a woman and push her away and take a video game out of her hand.
Oh my God.
Fuck.
But that's not even the worst. I worked at Toys R Us one year.
Oh, you poor
it
bastard.
It was the year the Tickle Me Elmos
oh,
came
out.
Oh, no. You did
two
not
women,
work that. Oh, my gosh.
Two women fighting over the only Tickle Me Elmo. to the point where a bunch of us had to pull them apart. And the Tickle Me Elmo got ripped.
Oh! Well,
there you go. Now they both get a half.
Halfsies!
I'd make him pay full price for it, both of them.
Yeah, but seriously. No one wants the bottom half of Elmo.
I don't know, man.
Well, Danny wants the bottom half of Elmo.
That's the dancing part.
It's Pork, so yeah. Soft and furry.
Favorite part to tickle.
He just wants to wear it.
On my head.
Like a cock sock with feet.
Exactly, yeah.
I was going to leave that up to the imagination.
Just like, looks like my crotch is judo kicking at a regular basis. It's one leg straight and one leg down.
Danny's singing like Elmo.
La 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 la, la 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 la, judo kick. Whoop-ow! Just swinging around
is
like an old go-go dancer.
The judo kick is done.
Pow! Exactly. That is exactly what he says.
Danny chasing his wife all around the house naked except for Elmo's bottom
come
half.
Come tickle Elmo! Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
There's some disturbing imagery for you.
Bookmark that photo.
Fuck yes. Yes!
Download that to a floppy disk.
I think of mine as a hard drive, but whatever.
Melt it down to a drip pen.
Yes!
And then tickle the dragon's nose.
Yes.
The dragon's nose.
Oh, I think we finally got to Bryce. I think we made him sick.
Oh, we got to him as soon as he came on the show. What are you talking about?
Today's a win.
You can hear it in his voice when he said hello. It was just like, what am I doing
damn
with my
it.
Life?
The fuck did I
had a perfect excuse.
I could have been doing something constructive with tools.
I could have been playing Destiny right now.
Soiled it. Yep. And this is time you'll never get back, brother.
I know.
Yeah, but he hasn't put in his 200 hours yet, so fuck him.
Right? No shit.
Fuck.
Yeah,
right. Today's a win.
God, I've missed you guys. Seriously.
Yes.
So we're getting close to ending the show, and I want to make our listeners aware of some things coming up. And you guys, too, because I haven't discussed this with you.
Plug away, bro.
So next week, all next week, I will be live on KPAM Radio. And you can check me out either if you're in town, just tune in to AM 860. Or if you're not in town, you can go to theanswerportland.com, listen live. All that week, I will be part of a show called The Island of Misfit Toys with James and Travis. Travis Box, my cohort and partner in crime, will be hopefully making you laugh and pulling at your heartstrings, trying to get some help for our veterans in the area. We've put together a bunch of really funny stuff, and every day I will be putting all that stuff together and loading it right here on notanotherpodcast.com so you can get all of our cool, fun bits each day.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So if you miss it live, you can tune in here. We'll have them up. Hopefully I'll have them up by 6 p.m. every day.
Nice.
So,
hell yeah.
So really excited about it. Danny's heard a bunch of the stuff.
Yes.
And he
is
giggled
wonderful.
Like a little child. So.
It was funny. Not going to lie, it's some good stuff. So, I mean, for our two or three listeners, however many we have, definitely check it out. It's worth listening to.
Okay, and here's that $5.
Thank you.
Money well
corporate
spent.
Shell.
We are not above shameless plugs.
We're the only ones who'll do it, so
right?
Might as well.
Then you produce the show,
plugs
so I mean,
should be like a butt plug line.
James's plugs.
For when you need something stiff in your butt.
It'll just be, we'll create a line of butt plugs, and they'll say shameless plugs, and then at the end of each one, you know how some of them have like a gem or
and
something?
And our faces will be all around.
Pictures of us.
I was going to say names, but that's even better.
Not another podcast written on the back of it, you know.
Like the dumbest pictures we can take all around your butt plug.
and right at the back end of the plug. It'll so when down. It's in, that's all you see is our O face. And ooh.
Comes in Danny, no, Samantha, Bryce, or James.
Big Jim.
The big Jims are selling like crazy.
It's like a fucking baseball bat.
The Bryce ones are really sharp.
A little jagged.
The Samantha ones are just all red.
Well, we need like a size gradient because, you know, for newbies, you got to work your way up to the bigger ones. So we need like a small, you know, a small one. So we got to go from smaller to larger ones.
I'll take the small one.
Good
wait,
man.
Wait, let me rephrase.
I knew it. Well, so looks like I have another stop on my Black Friday shopping list.
Okay, that's the name of the show. I'll take the small one.
Not another butt plug.
We should really start producing, like, writing and producing fake commercials for, like, the most horrendous shit.
Yeah.
Not another podcast butt plugs.
Do you have a going problem?
We need an ambiance store or something, or the store for lovers, you know.
Not another podcast
us.
Drip pans.
Drip pans.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Not another podcast after the nut wipe.
You're officially licensed tampoon from Not Another Podcast.
You're oozing content shovel.
Oh my god. Dance and Dan's Meats and Tans t-shirts.
Fuck yes, dude. I'd rock the shit out of that. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. So yeah.
You render it, I'll tender it.
Yes.
The fuck?
Oh, God, that's right. Bryce wasn't on that episode.
Nope.
And he doesn't listen to shit.
Nope.
Wisely, but...
Wisely, but now you're behind, bro.
If I have to be on it, why should I...
Dude, there is one episode you really should listen to.
There is a couple gems out
there.
Yeah.
I really wish you'd been part of
this. I recently went back and I listened to the... I listened to the Truth Boogers episode.
Nice.
That was a funny one.
Truth Booger Kleenex.
Yes. Truth Booger Kleenex. Yeah. Again. We just got to get copyright on this shit.
We need a store. That's how we make our money.
Not another podcast store.
We just need a merch site.
Yeah.
Yeah. First, there we go.
We've got all
we
the great merch
a
ideas.
Food truck. We could buy an old food truck.
Oh.
Sell shit out of it.
Sloppy drip pans.
Well, when we go across country like Samantha, we were planning to visit all the dirtiest towns.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Cross country to every town that has a suggestive name.
Merch.
We'll sell our merch at every dirty town.
Yes. We will be accepted there.
Come on down. Get your drip pants and butt plugs from None of the Podcast.
What else do you need?
We can call our condoms the cock blockers.
Nice.
They rip as soon as you put them on.
Yep.
You open the package and it just comes out dusty. It's like, fuck.
They're anti-lubed.
Is this seasoning?
They have baby powder in them.
It's just sandpaper.
Not another podcast. Cock blocker. The chafer model.
Make your lady menstruata.
We call those the bore out. Auger condoms.
Try the auger from Not Another Podcast.
Oh my gosh, we should have Not Another Podcast body pillows.
In the shape of each person from the show.
Mm.
But again, with the dumbest picture.
Pictures of us.
Yeah.
Making O faces.
Taped to a pillow. We won't even make them out of fabric. They'll just be taped. Right.
Yeah, just taped paper pictures on body
pillow. It's sharp and jagged and scratches my face, but I love my pillow.
Just like Daddy.
Oh.
Each picture is, again, all of us making the dumbest O faces.
Dude, this might just need to happen.
For
bro.
The truly lonely, not another podcast body pillows.
for the most desperate of people.
You get the deluxe model with either a fleshlight or a dildo attached.
Yes. Or a Big Jim.
We could just send Big Jim to these people's houses.
Right.
He is pretty cuddly like a bodybuilder. Right. So.
Well, here's the thing. Have you seen those companies that provide snuggle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Services. I think the first one started here in Portland.
Yeah.
Not another cuddle podcast lady. Cuddle service. Only Big Jim.
Only Big Jim.
We only have one model, and it's Big Jim.
Don't worry. You'll enjoy it.
He just comes to your house. Hi. I'm Big Jim. From I'm here for podcast. Snuggles. Who needs a hug?
Who needs snuggle buggles?
There's also there's also like a cuddle Kama Sutra out there too.
A cuddle sutra?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, I think on our 200th episode, we need to come up with the cuddle sutra. And just come up with
my cuddle sutra is stay the fuck away from me. I'm bleeding.
That's page one, the stay the fuck away from me. It's just a hand.
It's face palm, yeah. Maybe a foot if you want to really get into the advanced moves, you know.
Or it's both feet and both hands straight out and your back is arched.
No!
That is super laying advanced. On your side.
That,
you can't just...
You might pull a hemi on that one.
You've got to stretch before you do the...
Well, that's why, you know, that's why there are levels.
The executive, get the fuck away from me.
So actually the both hands and both feet, that's the stay the fuck away from me. The one that's just the one-handed, that's just the no.
No. I like it. I like it.
And the one hand and one foot is just seriously, guy?
Dude, no.
Are you hard of hearing?
Serious.
For reals, no.
Fuck off.
I'm serial.
Super serial right now.
Then there's one called the Bryce. It's just when you have a couple of guns.
Just two pistols, just one in your pants and one on your shoulder, and you're just like, yes. Yes. Pop it and lock it.
There's the Dan. It's a full hug, but one hand's on the left cheek.
Yep. I do favor the left. Just saying. I don't know why. So, Bryce, how much did you miss me?
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, I figured you would.
That would be a lot.
A lot.
But he's too manly to admit it.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. That's okay. I'll accept
too,
that.
Actually, we've had numerous conversations on here I really wish Bryce had been able to join us for.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try and be back, so.
Good man.
Good. It's awesome to have you. Now, if we could just get Big Jim fired so he could be back on.
Dude, right? Unemployed.
Let's plot ways to fire. Get Big Jim fired.
I love that guy. I'm
Big
so
Jim's
proud of
big
him.
Big metal dicks.
Just saying, you know. Send it to his boss, the Big Jim. And he's like, what the fuck is this rubber bat doing in my office? No, that's a butt plug.
Dear boss of Big Jim, this is from Big Jim. It's called the Big Jim.
Just send him a bag of dicks.
Love
from
Big
Jim. Big
Jim.
From Not Another Podcast.
Care of Big Jim.
Care of Big Jim,
The bag of noodles that are shaped like penises.
No, you can actually send like a bag of gummy dicks.
Gummy dicks.
Yes. Yeah, just send him here. Eat a whole bag of dicks.
Or we just go there and just start throwing them at his boss. Just hitting him
or
in the face with gummy dicks.
Or a 55-gallon drum of lube.
With t-shirts that say Free Big Jim.
Right. Let my Big Jim go.
Jim, there's a bunch of people outside throwing gummy dicks at me.
Can you explain?
We're going to have to let you go.
I don't know those people.
He's chanting your name.
Big Jim.
Free Big Jim. Free Big Jim.
Eat a dick. Free Big Jim. Eat a dick. Free Big Jim.
I like that. I like that. I think this could work.
Which part?
All of the parts.
Especially
I am just
a dick.
I am willing and able and on board with this whole idea. I'm just saying.
You can be our front runner.
Yes.
You have
we'll send you out ahead of time.
Yeah, you have to go and figure out who his boss is, so we're not just throwing dicks at everyone.
Should I roll my shirt in a little bit and go, I'm looking for the man in charge?
rub your stomach a lot. Finger your belly button.
I heard a tale. Ew. Big Jim works here.
Flick the lint into the trash can, but miss.
I just picture Peter Griffin. There was an episode recently where he had a booger on his finger and he kept trying to like flick it off. And
yeah,
it kept
getting stuck.
I saw that.
That was a funny one.
So gross.
Peter Griffin is Buffalo Bill. That's what's in it.
Oh, gosh.
You fuck me. I'd fuck me.
I need to find Big Jim.
I'm looking for a big old Jim.
Truth booger right out of your nose in front of people. Jim.
Show me Big Jim or you get the hose again.
Oh, God.
He's going to listen to this. Wow. You know, kind of glad I'm working.
Yeah, you know as well as I do that Big Jim is very much like Bryce in the respects that if he's not on it, he probably doesn't listen.
Actually, sadly, Jim would probably listen.
Does he actually listen?
Yeah, I think he does.
Jim, if you listen, send us a message.
Dude,
let
seriously.
Let us know you're alive.
Say hi. Say fuck you guys. I hate
if
you.
If you need help, send out an SOS.
Show us something. A picture of the doll where you're being touched.
Get your Tickle Me Elmo out.
Or what's left of it.
What's left of it. And show us some Elmo Judo. Come on, buddy.
No, I don't want to see that. It'd be like, dude, send,
don't
us,
fucking lie,
send
bro.
Us a picture of your brisket. That's just not
yes.
something.
All of the meat, bro.
Yeah, just send us a picture of the meat section in a grocery store.
That'd be hot. My homo performs judo for that. Bookmarked.
Hey, go away.
I gotta brush my teeth. Might take a while.
Yeah.
Okay, I think with that we should just end this farce.
This has literally been like the show about nothing, and I think it's great.
We had our own Seinfeld episode. It was pretty great.
Yeah, pretty much. And
that's
okay.
A question I got for you guys, and we'll probably do it on another episode. What is something that everybody loves that you think is overrated?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because that's going to bring up a big discussion, I'm sure.
Yes, actually, and I want to revisit that. So maybe we'll do that next time we get together.
Yeah, it'll have to give me time to think about it. Cause...
Right.
Oh, dude, I got tons of shit. I'm ready to go.
You and me
like,
both.
Let's do this! I hate all the things.
Fuck everything.
Right.
I don't know that there's anything that I like or that I think is overrated that everyone likes.
Well, give it time because I'm certain you'll come across something. I mean, like for me, I can't stand the Wiggles. I'm sorry. I just don't think they're as cool as
wiggle,
everyone
wiggle,
thinks they are.
Wiggle.
See, fuck you, Bryce. I'm just saying, you know.
I don't even know if that's a song.
I am not on your bandwagon,
it's
bro.
It's a Jason Derulo song called Wiggle, and it's so dumb I like it.
Maybe it's just because I just don't give enough of a fuck about what anyone else cares about.
Yeah. And I got a couple that I'm pretty sure I'll get a little bit of haterade for, but that's okay.
I guarantee I got one that's gonna be there.
What is it?
Come on. Spill.
Give us
you'll
a tease.
Just have to wait.
No, give us a tease. Come on.
No, you guys it. Just have Come to on. Wait.
I thought I'd like to be teased.
Bookmark.
I'm gonna be
just gonna keep
scratching the dragon's nose tonight.
Just keep replaying that bit, Samantha. I like to be teased. I like to be teased. I like to be
just
me
on
too.
Loop.
Me too.
Yes.
Oh, my drip pants full.
Woo!
Thank God.
So, yes, we need to write this down or something, because, yes, I actually wouldn't mind getting into a discussion about that, because it would be fun.
Okay, so for episode 200, we will be discussing the things that people love
that we think
that
is
we don't.
Garbage!
Sounds good.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.